Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Vicky Martin, who is the Executive Director at Christian Help. Vicky, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations simply better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization and what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Vicky, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Paul. I just love talking about what I get to do. And I also love to learn and to help people learn. And so I appreciate you asking me to do this. For the last nine, almost 10 years of my career, I've been leading this organization, as you referenced, called Christian Help Employment and Resource Center. We are a nonprofit now 32 years old in the Central Florida area. And we really focus on helping people increase their income and reduce their expenses and then have good money management for the purpose of truly preventing crisis, financial calamity, which a lot of times can result also in homelessness. So just wanting to help people that are working, able to work, move back from the financial cliff of disaster into a better space and stand on their own. So I get to lead a team of 19 people and 100 volunteers doing that work day in and day out. So with that, first, I always like to make it clear that leading a nonprofit is no different than leading a lot of small businesses that are across our country. Yes, it is a different tax status, but the principles are the same, the elements are the same. So much of what makes any small business work, run, be effective, be managed well, applies across the board. And even prior to my leadership at Christian Help, I have been a business owner. I have been in leadership for the last 25 years, even prior to this. So I've been able to do a lot of things for a long time with a lot of autonomy. And so starting there, I would say that one of the best practices as a leader and for an organization to really be their best has to start with being a person of integrity. Mm. That is so important. A lot of people try and fake it. Mm. They don't often look within themselves. They lack accountability. And that is just a recipe for disaster. Personally and professionally, maybe you can get away with one and not the other for a season, but eventually those two worlds will collide. And it's a serious fallout, not only for you as the leader and the individual, but for the organization, because your whole team pays a price when you are not, living for higher principles and being a person of integrity. And as you are a person of integrity, not only do you gain trust, but you often gain opportunities and responsibility. And that's really what my career has been, is I've seen that as I've been a person that people could trust, that I've received more opportunity and I've been able to be entrusted with autonomy and a higher level of responsibility. And then hopefully the people around me, I believe, benefit from that, as well as the community we serve. So I think that's really important. I mentioned about reflection and being self-aware. I mean, there are great books on that. We live in a world today to where we have so few excuses to not be knowledgeable, not to be practicing something, to be learning. There's so much out there to help you be a better leader. I would also say that you have to build in time for that. Mm. Everyone struggles with this, particularly the more responsibility you have. But as you grow and mature as a leader, then again, your organization gets better. So it's so important to invest in furthering your education, just being a lifelong learner, and then creating a culture within your team that also does that as well. Mm. Because you want to be careful not to be seen as the one that gets all the privileges, the one that has all the favor, the one that gets to do whatever they want with their time, and it can look like they receive all the perks. That really, instead, the goal ought to be setting an example for your team, so that they can also follow along with you in reading books together, attending webinars, conferences, giving them the space and the place to be able to further their learning and their professional development, and just sharing, an article you read or anything like that is really, I think, really important. Something else I've learned along the way when I just think about, what are some good practices to make your organization the best? We all have those things in our life and in our career to we wish we could do it over. So one of mine that I've learned that I would want to do differently going forward would be to start better with the end in mind. Particularly depends how you're wired and so forth. I get that. And I am wired to be a doer. I'm an achiever on my strengths chart, and I like to get a lot done. And a lot of times, people that may be like me, while we accomplish a lot, we lose sight of the sustainability of it. And we don't also often look far down the road what that's going to look like. And so we find ourselves doing 20 different things. And even if we think we're doing them well, and maybe you are, I would say maybe not also, because a lot of times the more you do the, things get watered down. But then is it taking a toll on yourself, on your family? And so always keeping the big picture in mind, who do you want to be? Where do you see this going? What do you want your company to be? Where do you see it going? All of those things really matter in the small things that you do every day. So not to get so focused on the end results and, the achievements and all of that without really counting the cost. And thinking about not only what's it going to take to achieve that, but what toll, is it going to take? And can you sustain it? Or your team. A lot of times we create more projects and more programs and more things, and in my world, to help more people. And we don't take into account the weight on the team. Are they equipped for it? Are they prepared for it? Or we don't even take into account the management of it, right? We can get something launched and off and running, but now who's going to provide the oversight and all of those different types of things. So those are some of the things I've learned along the way. I think a few other things, whether it's what I just said or even talking about integrity, is we can say two things. We can say that the world's a really big place when we think of the population, when we think of how far it is to travel somewhere and all of that. But I think we're wiser if we see that the world is a really small place. And what I've encountered in my decades in work and business is that a lot of people know a lot of people. And you want to be very careful that, going back to my original point about being a person of integrity, that your reputation follows you wherever you go. And somebody probably knows somebody that knows you or that you know somebody. I run into that all the time. And, Central Florida isn't a small town anymore. But I've been on planes traveling to California, and I've run into people that I know there. I've been to New York, and I've run into, I mean, it's just amazing. And so I just always think about that and carry that with me, that when you are doing business deals, creating new programs, if you're handshaking somewhere, if you're disagreeing with somebody somewhere, remember that the world is a small place and we're more connected now than ever before. And so it's really important to also amp up your skill set when it comes to negotiation, resolving conflict, being a good communicator, because you're going to need those in a lot of relationships and a lot of things that you run into. So I hope that that's helpful. I think, again, being a lifelong learner, asking for help is really important. There's an old saying about always surrounding yourself with people that know more than you do, and that is so true. You don't have to know everything, be everything, but don't also be afraid to be vulnerable and say, I don't know this. I need some help. I need to figure this out. Get coaches, get consultants, get a team, whatever it takes. Because as a leader of a company, you've been entrusted to either do something really big for the world that you started, that you was your vision, or that somebody else did that you've been entrusted with to carry on. Either one of those starting gates are really big, big responsibilities. And so you owe it to yourself and to your mission and to your company and to your team to be your best and to make it better for when you're not there anymore, and to be able to enable it, empower it to leave a footprint that can be carried on even after you are not there. So to Patrick Lencioni's words, stay hungry, stay humble, stay smart. That's what I would say about how to make your organization be their best and have the greatest hope for its future.
That was awesome. Thanks ever so much, Vicky. So many gems of wisdom in there. I just love that. Just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the website for the events that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Vicky, could I offer you from one coast to the other, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Oh, yes. Ready. It's great. Thank you. Love this. Appreciate it so much.
Vicky, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us today. It's great to see you.
Thank you too. Take care.
Thanks, Vicky.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.